Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
I don't need God. I can handle things myself. Occasionally, I am confronted with those very words. Really, I often say, giving me a moment to think before I respond. Though I've never actually said it, I've often wanted to respond, "You are a most unusual individual. In fact, you are so rare a specimen, you really should be the subject of study by the scientists of our day, and certainly the theologians, who need to know how someone can be so secure, so confident of himself or herself, so absolutely certain. They need to know what makes you different from all the other creatures which fill the churches of the world, who pray to the Almighty, who christen babies and bury their dead with the hope of eternity. I would be particularly interested in knowing where and how you find strength when the doctor says, 'I have to tell you that we've done everything that medical science can do. If you know how to pray, you'd better do it now.' I'd like to know to whom you can turn when you have laid the body of your mate in the cold ground and heard someone intone, 'Dust to dust and ashes to ashes.' How do you handle the situations of life without God, especially those which strike closest to your heart and home? The person who boasts he or she has no need of God is not only one to be studied, but one to be pitied, because that person has a need, not much different than someone with an undiagnosed cancer, which is neither acknowledged or confronted. You who feel that way have a blind spot in your thinking. The issue is not really whether or not you can get through life without God. Many people do that. But how much richer and fuller your life could be with God. The fact is that you were made by God and for God. Within every heart there is a God-shaped vacuum, as René Pascal described it, which can only be filled by the Almighty. Long ago, Augustine acknowledged this need, saying, "Thou hast made us for thyself, O God, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee." It is the God connection which gives meaning and purpose to an otherwise often irrational existence. It is the certainty that there is an Almighty who is not disinterested in what happens to his children, which allows us to face the disasters of life and to stand before an open grave with the certainty that dust to dust and ashes to ashes was not spoken of the soul. But belief in God is not a crutch which gets you through the tough times of life, like death and dying. It involves a relationship with God. It adds a third dimension to all of your life, to marriage, to existence, to how you treat others, reflecting a value system that holds life dear itself. It is sacred. A faithful dog is a wonderful companion who can show affection and warmth. But an animal with no knowledge of God cannot express the comfort of one who can hold your hand and say, "We'll be together for all eternity." So here's the bottom line. You have no need of God if there is no life after death, no heaven or no hell. But if one has come back from the other side and there is no question that he or she has been there, then suddenly everything changes. If the resurrection of Jesus Christ was a fraud, if no one ever glimpsed the other side as he or she lay dying, then perhaps, friend, it's okay to live without God. But if God exists on the other side, you can't afford to live without him on this side. Think about it. On which side is your confidence?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.